of Rex Grossman finding some consistency, throwing for 330-something yards on Sunday, but the defense giving up two huge plays right at the end of the game. Suddenly you solve one problem with Chicago, you expose another one.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Lovie Smith, I mean, that's the job of a coach, is to put out one fire after another. And, yeah, Rex Grossman's had solid games, back-to-back games, if you will, and that was a major concern. And you know what? It's still going to be a concern, because once you get to the playoffs, you know how it goes, Nick. Everything tightens up a lot more, including the pressure on players like a quarterback. So I don't think that issue is really going to go away until they go way, way deep into the playoffs. But the defense, you know, they've taken some major hits. And, you know, Tommy Harris, you know, you think of the Bears defense and you know Brian Urlacher's there and you know he's all pro, but he's got a lot of people around him. And Tommy Harris was a huge loss. And then you look at this other defensive tackle, Tank Johnson, who's probably not going to be on the team very much longer with his off-the-field issues. Then you've got Mike Brown, who is a big playmaker safety. He's been out since the middle of the season, and he's gone for the rest of the year. And then the other day, you talk about those big plays. Well, you know, they're missing one of their starting cornerbacks, Nate Vasher. So that would be as big of a concern, I think, for the Chicago Bears right now as Rex Grossman.
Okay, and then let's have the update on the Monday night game, Jared Bell.
Oh, boy.
I mean, once again, here's a team that we couldn't stop anybody in Indianapolis defense. Speaking of defenses, then they turned it around. Do you think the addition of a new starting strong side linebacker made a difference?
Oh, you know, you're talking about Rob Morris, and I think, yes. You know, there's a guy who's played. He gives them a little bit more toughness. They still missed a bunch of tackles, and on a couple plays it looked like they were still going to be in trouble. I think until they get Bob Sanders back, it always has that potential to be bad. I just think Bob Sanders is a great player. He's like Blaine Bishop was a few years ago with the Titans and the Oilers, that tough pit bull type of safety. And then, you get players in position. See, the thing is, Nick, last night was the Indianapolis style of game that they're built for. And Tony Kornheiser talked about it and the other guys on Monday Night Football last night. But, I mean, they were right on point with it. It's that, you know, if Indianapolis gets the lead, they're a different team and they're a tougher team to beat when they've got that lead. And, you know, you saw in a couple games this year when, like Tennessee, for example, they fell behind by 14 and they still ran the ball and came back to make up that deficit and won the game. Well, Cincinnati goes in there last night, Nick, and they try to, you know, play out of character, if you will. I was like, when are you going to throw the ball to T.J. Houshmandzadeh? You know, Chad Johnson didn't have a great night, but he didn't get a lot of opportunities when the game was still even. And I just think that Cincinnati really did themselves a disservice by going so conservative, and especially when they got in the red zone, they didn't take shots at the end zone, and that's what you want to try to do to get points on the board that you need to beat Indianapolis.